Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 277 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe here with you. How are you feeling? You were poorly bad last week. You're sorted.
Yes, I'm very well, thank you.
Well, I've got a migraine, so I'm all over the place this week. It's one of those without pain, just complete fuzziness.
Yes, you can't think straight, can you?
Not even slightly. But we'll see how we get on for the show. There may be a lot of editing, so if it sounds weird, that's because of that. Talking of which, what have we got coming up on the show, Zoe?
Oh, we have lots and lots. We have a couple of people doing music as well, which is good. First of all, we'll have Chris Leach from Red Already.
Yes, we hear some stuff from their brand new album very, very soon. Also, popping in is Paul Culkin. He has his ukulele and we'll be hearing from him a little bit later on.
We'll also be popping along to the Grand Theatre and speaking to Alan Burke, who plays Jerry Travis in Top Hat.
Yes, the male lead in that, which is coming to the Grand for 2 whole weeks. Also, we'll be hearing about the life and times of the Tap Man when Tony Barrett joins us on the phone a little bit later.
And we're talking art with Rosemary Wallace.
But first of all, South Staffs Musical Theatre at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre this week with Oliver to tell us more, their very own Bill Sykes, James Collins. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good. And as we speak to you now, it's walkthrough time, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just going to do the dress, but we're just going to go on about 7 o'clock for a bit of a photo and stuff. And then we're going to rehearse with this set. We haven't rehearsed with this set yet, so we've got that excitement to come.
Is it going to be a late night for you?
Hopefully not. I mean, they did say last night it could be they're trying to get the lads home as early as they can because they're going to have a long week. And obviously they've got school in the morning and stuff. So, hopefully it'll go well and we can get off a bit earlier and have an early night before.
Well, you're on Tuesday the 14th through Saturday the 18th of October at the Grand. It's Lionel Bart's Oliver. We heard about it a couple of weeks ago too. But how is it all going? It's coming together well, I trust. Everyone's ready.
It's going brilliantly well, yeah. I mean, I've done a lot of stuff, amateur and professional, and it's gone as well as any of those. People on top of lines from the get-go, really. I'm quite impressed by how dedicated people have been. Everyone's really up for it, so it's my first time with South Staffs, and I've just been very impressed with them from day one, to be honest.
I mean, they do a good job. They've done some great shows in the past, and this is going to be another one of them. And well worth getting down to see. So tell us a bit about when you're on this week.
So we're on from Tuesday the 14th, and that goes on till Saturday. We've got a Saturday matinee, 2:30, and a Wednesday matinee, 2:30. And the other shows start at 7:30.
And it's worth getting yourself down there.
It's
going to be... A nice night, and not only for your families and stuff as well, because they're an amateur but professional theatre company.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I said it the other day, the only thing that's not professional about this is that we're not getting paid. That's it. That's where it stops, honestly. It is like a professional production as far as I'm concerned. I've just seen the set and I'm completely blown away by it and the costumes. There's no part in it between, you know, from professional, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I'm sure the people that are watching are going to think, you know, that you should be paid bucket loads, because I'm sure you're going to appear very professional as well.
Yeah, I mean, the talent, the actors are top notch. And like I say, I've done a lot of, amateur and professional stuff, and they're as good as anyone that I've worked with, really. Mm-hmm. So quite honest.
Tell us a little about the role of Bill Sykes, then. What do you bring to this?
When I watch Bill Sykes, I mean, I've been watching Bill Sykes since the age of 6, because it was, funnily enough, it was the role that really got me into acting, and it got me wanted to act. I saw it at my mum's school that'd been 1981, I'm giving away my age now. So, and I was just completely obsessed by the character, and I've had lots of roles since then in acting and that, and it's still the one character I've always wanted to play, so I'm lucky enough to play him, and I always think when I watch Bill Sykes, what is this actor bringing that's not just a vicious kind of performance to it? What I'm bringing is just complete and utter sinisterness, really, and no, and complete emotional detachment, and just everything he does, his motivation, as actors always find a motivation, his motivation is just his survival, and that's it. doesn't matter what happens to anyone else. It's his survival. Whatever happens, you know, he has to come out on top, basically.
Is he going to get booed quite a lot? Is that something you're looking forward to?
Yeah. I was watching an interview with another actor play Bill Sykes, I think at the West End, and he said, I don't hear boos, I just hear cheers. I'm sure I'll get booed, certainly in the bow at the end.
And who's playing Bullseye?
Bullseye is a dog called Bullseye.
It actually is a dog.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, it's
a
typecast from the outset.
Yeah, it's his fourth go at it, so he's more experienced than I am at this play. And he comes from Hensford with his owner, and he's great. He's just so well trained, really, and just do anything if he gets a treat. Basically, you have to give him a bit of a treat.
I'm sure it's been the same with getting you to learn your lines, hasn't it?
That's it. Yeah.
You've got a bowl of treats up on the side waiting for you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but he's fantastic. He's been brilliant. So looking forward to taking the stage with him as well. Yeah,
they definitely. Do say don't work with children or animals, do
yeah,
they?
Yeah, and doing all of it. Yeah, I think to be honest, the dog's been a lot easier to work with than the kids at times. He doesn't make as much noise as the kids.
It all gets going Tuesday the 14th through Saturday the 18th. If you want tickets. Because all the box office 01902 429212, and of course you can go to grandtheatre.co.uk if you want more information there. And the South Staff's got a website as well.
They have at southstaffsmtc.co.uk,
and you can find out all about the past productions and what's going to be happening next, and of course when the auditions come round, so you've got a bit more competition. But you don't need that, do you? You'll be straight in there anyway. I know they'll take you on next time round.
We'll see.
That's brilliant, James. Great speaking to you. Have a great time. Break a leg, etc. And we look forward to seeing you on stage at the Grand Theatre this week.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Cheers. Drop now.
Bye bye.
Let's take our first piece of music this week. It's Red Already, and I Just Wanna.
Climbing up, look away, turn it off, shut it out, don't look back.
just wanna.
They are red already, and he joins me on the phone. Hello.
Hi, Jace. How's it going?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Yes, not bad, mate. Not too bad. Not too bad. All good.
Good stuff. Since we last spoke on the show, because I saw you at the weekend, since we last spoke on the show, you've got a new album.
We've spent a decent bit of time in the studio. We've recorded I think it's 11-track EP. We've released it as well, so we've got it all on iTunes, we've got it on Spotify, any sort of place you can get it digitally, and we've just had some copies printed off as well. So it's called How Does This One Go? And if anybody sort of is into their sort of indie music, sort of Kaiser Chiefs, Blink 182, that sort of stuff, we sort of base ourselves on that sort of sound.
And it's very much a sound you make your own, though, don't you? The way you approach it, too. So it is. I've not managed to see you live ever, I don't think. I don't remember. But certainly have enjoyed listening to music on and off over probably, the best part of a decade now you guys have been doing this.
Yeah, it has, actually. It make me feel old there, Jace.
You are.
yeah, it's probably been, I reckon, probably about 7-8 years now. We've been sort of promoting and sort of doing gigs around the Midlands. We've done loads. We've done, obviously, been played at the Molyneux a few times, thanks to your good self. We've also we've done Birmingham, we've done Stourbridge, Dudley, you name it, in the West Midlands, we've done it really. So we've sort of spent the summer sort of having a quiet one, really, promoting the album a little bit, gearing up, and I think the goal is to sort of do a lot more gigs in the winter and go from there, really. So it's all looking good.
So are you looking forward to doing that, playing live? Because I know a lot of artists do prefer to go around and play live.
It gives you a buzz. I think that's the only way to describe it. It's almost, you get addicted to it. It's sort of the feeling when you're just about to go on stage. And when you come off stage as well, so you kind of get hooked on it, yeah.
I think I'd be really nervous. Well, I can't play or sing or anything. So
yeah, I think I'd be really nervous if you were going to do that.
Alcohol tends to help. I'm probably not to
there there is not enough to make Zoe's singing sound acceptable, I don't think. The website then, for all the details.
Yeah, for the new album, for any gigs, for anything else, any competitions we're running, like for free CDs and things.
Ooh, competitions, we like competitions. Zoe will be entering those.
Yeah, we do a lot on Facebook as well, so if you check us out on Facebook, Red Already. Also, redalready.co.uk is our website, where you can find out all the latest information and details.
So as easy as that.
Yes.
As easy as that, yeah.
Can people get like the older stuff as well if they wanted to off there?
Well, the album is sort of a mixture of our old stuff. So we started recording stuff sort of sort of 5-6 years ago. And what we've done is we've sort of updated the older stuff, added new layers onto it, added more harmonies, more guitars, more sort of melodies and things like that, and thrown it into this new album with some new stuff that we wrote actually on the spur of the sort of recording. So we sort of went into the studio with, I think it was about sort of 7 or 8 songs, and then we ended up with 11 or 12 by the end because we were sort of writing as we were going along. So it was quite a good process.
Oh, brilliant. Chris, what we're going to hear from you now?
It's due Over and Out, if you want to, which is one of the new ones.
Light the fires, we're ready, stoke the flames. Come to me, raise the flag, we come in home. Start the chords, the power, turn it on. Our hour, it's our time, clear the path ahead. Engines on, it's turning, we believe. Returning all the signs that fear will overcome.
Back to the Lions we go, where we find the man who's playing Jerry Travers in Top Hat when it arrives at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre next week. It's Alan Burkett. Hello.
Hello there, you all right?
I'm good, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Very
so,
good.
So, you're currently on the national tour of Top Hat, and as Jerry Travers, you arrive in Wolverhampton. And it's going to be a fantastic show by all accounts.
Oh, it's a brilliant show. It's really great. And we're all looking forward to coming to Wolverhampton next week. Yes, so we're up in Edinburgh at the moment. And we've just done 2 weeks there. And then we'll be doing 2 weeks at Wolverhampton.
Have you been to the Grand before?
I've been to see something there, but I've never actually been in anything there.
Does this mean you're a local lad?
No, not at all. I'm originally from Kent, but I live in Bedford.
I just thought you were putting a posh accent on you, so.
Always. That's my telephone voice.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, I think you'll enjoy playing there, because I have heard it's a very good venue to come and play.
Yeah. I've never danced on the stage, but it is quite nice to stand there.
Yes.
and it's got Olivier Awards for Best New Musical, Best Choreography, Best Costumes, Evening Standard Awards for Best Night Out. The West End show comes to the whole of the UK. So the show arrives at Wolverhampton on Tuesday the 21st of October through to Saturday the 1st of November. It is a big run, but it is going to need that, because it's going to be a very, very busy night for you all, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. We do actually, I think, 3 matinees the first week, and then we do a Monday show the next week. So hopefully people can come and see it. There's something for everyone. But yeah, it's a great show, and it's won so many awards because there is something for everyone. And whether it's the dancing or the singing or the beautiful costumes or set, it's a bit of a spectacular.
And how long have you been going on the tour so far, and how long have you got left after you come to Wolverhampton?
Well, we've only just really started. We've done about 4 or 5 venues now, so we don't finish till June next year. So we've got a bit of a way to go yet.
So you'll be nice and fresh by the time you come to us then.
Well, fresh maybe, yes. I just had a massage today, so just keeping the legs in check. But it's great. We're having a fantastic time, and the cast are really enjoying the tour.
And there's a few special performances as well, because there's an audio described show on Wednesday the 29th at 2:30 for the matinee, and a signed performance on Wednesday the 29th at 7:30 in the evening. And that gives it's more accessible, and it means even more people can enjoy not only the look of the show, but also adding the extra depth to it too.
Yeah, it's great. It makes it more accessible to everyone. And I've seen the screens and stuff that they have in the auditorium, and they're brilliant. And whoever the chap is who operates them, they sort of do them right at the right time. So if I ever forget my line, I can just kind of lean forward and have a little look, and there it is. It's great. But it's a really nice thing to be able to include people that can't hear things or things. It's great.
Well, it's a long show as well, at 2 hours 50.
Yeah, that's including the interval and everything. And the second half, hour and a quarter about. So, it's quite a long second act. It flies by, I tell you, it flies by.
Yeah, I presume you've had to do like quite a lot of practice leading up to this, because it's going to be quite exhausting, isn't it, doing so many shows within a short period of time?
Yeah, I mean, when I first started off, it was hard, just because you've got to build up the stamina, really. Now it's fine. There's 3 matinee days, which is quite a lot, and all the rest of the cast laugh at me, because they're going, I have my dinner straight away after the first show, and then I have to have a little nana nap for half an hour, and then I jump in the shower, warm up the voice again, and I'm ready to go again. Perfect. You do have to look after yourself, and I'm finding I'm having to have the massages to keep it's just the amount of tapping in the show. There's a lot of taps, so you're beating that floor, and it starts to wear on the legs after a while. All good.
You're enjoying it. And there's over 200 costumes in the show. How many of those do you get?
Quite a fair proportion.
It's normally the ladies who get all the good gear, but so you actually get a few costume changes as well.
I've got quite a few as well. The suits are beautiful. They're all made. Even the shoes are all made for me. All my tap shoes are made for me. They're beautiful.
You've been spoiled.
I have a little bit, yes.
Do you get to keep them afterwards as well?
Yeah. They end up in the bag, I tell you that. Kenny Wax, the producer, he didn't want the show to leave the West End. And sometimes shows go on tour and they can be a bit kind of scaled down, a bit tired, the costumes, the set. So he really wanted the top-notch thing to go out, because that's what won these awards, and that's what Top Hat was famous for in town. So it really is the copy of the show that was there, which is great. Mm.
And what's your favourite song from the show?
My favourite song is... I love Top Hat that closes Act 1. Mm-hmm. And that's when everyone's in the Top Hat and Tails. That's brilliant. But dancing cheek to cheek, which is the famous the feather dress dance.
And with, did you wear a feather dress in that?
I have been known on okay. Saturday night. with my co-star, Charlotte Gooch. It's just brilliant. We have a... She's beautiful and we have a fantastic time dancing that together. So, yes.
I think he's putting on the Ritz I'm looking forward to, but there we go.
So, yeah, that's the opener. Pretty yep. good.
if you can start
you
with
see
that
the opener
as well.
And go then.
No, I will stay for the whole 2 hours and 50 minutes, including the ice cream in the interval. Well, there we are. So, Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre, Tuesday the 21st of October through Saturday the 1st of November. There are various ticket prices apply, so there's also a 15% discount for Friends of the Grand on Monday through Thursday, performances only. So, worth checking out the website, which is grandtheatre.co.uk. You can call the box office on 01902 429212, and you've actually got your own website as well, haven't you, which is tophatonstage.com.
Yes, you can go through that as well, and it has a link to the different theatres.
So it's got all the pictures of you, though, in the various guises throughout the show.
Yes, absolutely.
And you can see what you're letting yourself in for with an absolutely fantastic night of glamour on stage, and that's, you know, that's just Charlotte, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Alan, thank you for joining us. Good to have a chat with you, and keep up the good work. We look forward to you being in Wolverhampton for 2 weeks.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you.
Take care.
Bye.
Let's take some more music then from our featured band this week. You can't move for music around here this week. We'll find out more why in a minute or two. This one is Monkey from Red Already.
Just another junkie sweating, shaking, drowning like a calm girl. Hear me harder.
Rosemary Wollaston joins us on the phone. She's an original floral paintings and animal portraits practitioner, I think is the best word for that one. And you've currently got a show on at the Innovation Centre at Chase Water. Hello, Rosemary.
Hello. Yes, I have, Jason.
A fine array of pictures you have there too. And
thank you.
Many of them for sale.
Yes, they're all for sale. So, everything I do is for sale because, Jason, I have so many.
You obviously enjoy your painting, which is good.
I love it.
And was it Poppies? I think the Poppies was my favourite one when I was having a little wander around the display.
They are very popular.
But and I'm sure you get quite a few commissions. So someone will go, I know, I like a forget me not. Can you knock me one up, please?
Yes, certainly. Be ready in a couple of days.
Okay, right. Well, don't hold me to that. That wasn't a bonding contract. However, tell us a bit about how you got into this one.
I just found that I had time on my hands, to be honest with you. I'd never even thought about painting a picture in my life. Never studied art, not interested. And then one day, my husband had taped a painting programme, and I saw this chap doing a painting, and I thought, oh, I'd love to have a talent like that. You've got to be really talented to do it. And I thought, I'll have a go. I got time on my hands. I'll have a go. And I realised you actually do not have to be talented to produce a decent painting. You don't, because...
I think you do.
No. People think that. Somebody at this centre said to me the other day, I love that painting. And I said, oh, thank you. I painted that. And she said, oh, aren't you brilliant? And I said, no. This is a misconception. It's true. I'm not being modest. You do not have to have a talent to produce a painting. If you want to paint like I did, I thought, oh, I'll give it a go. I mean, my first mountain looked like a Toblerone.
You could have made money out of the advertising on that one.
After a while, it comes and all of a sudden you think, oh, yeah, I've got it there. Mm. But you've got to want to do it. And if you want to do it, you can do it.
So is it just practice, or have you read manuals?
I think you've got to be interested and want to put in a little bit of time, bit of practice and play around. I just borrowed some watercolours and started with those and then moved on to oils. And I use every medium now, but I'm by no means a professional, but people like them, people buy them. So
that makes you a professional.
I like a picture to look like what it's, you know, if I draw a donkey, paint a donkey, I want it to look like a donkey, you know, so...
Nothing abstract.
No, I'm very old-fashioned. I want it to look like what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So how many are there in the back catalogue then that you're trying to sell in the market or whatever it is, as well as the Innovation Centre at Chasewater?
Well, I have about 80 altogether so far.
So there's only a fraction of your work on display, and there must be a good 20 or 30 pictures over there.
Yes, there's plenty in my front room. There's plenty in the loft. I just stack them up and think, I really ought to sell these.
Yeah. So do you find it difficult to let go, though? Because I know my sister... is an artist, and she did art at college and whatever. But she finds, as she paints them, she gets really attached to them. So even if she doesn't keep them herself, she gives them to, like, the family, so they sort of, like, don't go out.
She can visit them.
Yeah, so she can still see them. So she finds it really difficult to... She would find it difficult to sell them on, you say?
No, not at all. I just said to my husband, actually, I had a stroke in February, and I said, I'm going to take a painting down to the stroke unit and, you know... it's one less for me to have. And some friends have said, I'd like that, you know, could I possibly have that? And so, yes, just have it. I'm quite happy if people have got them on the walls and they're quite happy to see them.
Mm, I suppose it's nice to know that somebody else wants to appreciate it.
And get pleasure from it, yeah.
Yeah, a lady in Burntwood said to me once, she rang me up, she'd bought a mountain picture, and she said, it's in my conservatory. She said, and every time I look at it, I'm back on holiday in the Rockies. And I think that's great.
It's a nice way to do it as well. Yeah. So what sort of price range are you looking at on your pictures?
Oh, anything from £12 to £50, I think, is my most expensive for the big paintings.
Depending on the size, yeah. And you're working in acrylics mostly, I think, yeah?
I do a lot of acrylics because I think if I'm doing mountains, I like the dark acrylic to show through. It's as though the snow's showing some rock through.
And it's a bit easier than oil, isn't it, really? It's like the modern-day oil painting.
Mm. It is the modern-day. I think they're phasing out oils. But I like working in oils as well. But for animals, I tend to use pastels because it gives a softness to the fur and feathers.
You can make them fluffy.
You can make them fluffy.
Brilliant. Have you got your own website as well where you're sharing your work?
No. Nobody actually knows about my work.
It's all a secret.
It's all a big secret.
Well, how do people find out about you, apart from turning up at the Innovation Centre at Chasewater until at least the 20th of October? What else can they do?
Well, there's Art in the Tent in Lichfield, which is in June or July, which I'm hoping that they will do next year. And that's it. I don't advertise. It's a Wolverhampton secret.
Oh, I think you should set yourself a little website up and put pictures of all the ones that you've got available. I think that would do well.
Perhaps I should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rosemary, if people do want to get in touch, what's the phone number?
It's 07944 446 405. after 2 p.m. because I work mornings.
Okay, yes, do that when before 6 o'clock because you're probably enjoying the rest of your evening then as well. Please try and do it sensible hours.
Okay.
That's the way. Rosemary, great speaking to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
So in the studio, we have Paul Corkin. Hello.
Hi.
All the way from Yorkshire.
Well, York.
York itself.
Fair city of York, actually.
And you've been down here to have a bit of send-off for one of your friends, who probably hadn't ought to go without mention.
Well, a very good friend of mine, Johnny Cartwright, very fine harmonica player, and Saturday night in Shrewsbury, we had a very nice send-off, well, part two of the send-off party for him.
Really. Well, such a popular man, he needed more than one, I think. Sad times, but I'm sure a fantastic night was had in his name.
Oh, I was. There were some great musicians there, and me as well.
You are a great musician. I've heard you twanging the ukulele as you arrived, so we know we're going in for a treat now. So what we'll do, we'll take a tune from you, and then we'll have a little chat about more on you and your music. So what have you got for us first?
Well, this is a song that I played at both the farewell do's, because Johnny always asked me to play this song. It's a song he liked for reasons best known to himself. And it's a song called My Static in Skeggy. Skeggy being Skegness in Lincolnshire. I never go to Paris in the spring or New England in the fall. Lincolnshire's where I do my thing, in the place I love the best of all. You'll find me sitting in me static in Skeggy, watching the raindrops fall and looking over a four-leaf clover through the hole in the floor by the wall. When that old north wind starts blowing and the sleet is driving down, it's never problematic, cos I'm snug inside me static caravan in sunny Skegness town. Sitting by me static in Skeggy, watching the girls go by, their eyes always twinkle when I offer them a winkle and give them that old glad eye. And I'm never on me own at night time when the pubs and clubs shut down. I'm not rich or charismatic, but I'm mustered in me static caravan in sunny Skegness town. Skegness, jewel of the Lincolnshire coast. I have a ball, I'm standing tall in the place I love the most. You'll find me sitting in me static in Skeggy, watching the raindrops fall. In summertime I'm itching, cos there's ants in the kitchen and a cockroach or two in the fall. I got it from me Auntie Peggy, it's an heirloom that's been handed down. It's not smart or aromatic, but I love me little static caravan in sunny Skegness town. Skegness, jewel of the Lincolnshire coast. I have a ball, I'm standing tall in the place I love the most. You'll find me sitting in me static in Skeggy, watching the raindrops fall. I'm still looking over a four-leaf clover through the hole in the floor by the wall. And I always hide the whiskey when Lee Mannering comes around. Beggars can't be choosers when we roll on from the boozer to me static caravan in Skeggness town. Me static caravan in Skeggness town.
Absolutely brilliant, Paul. Thank you. Enjoy that one.
I'll just explain that the guy I mentioned at the end, Lee Mannering, is a great friend of mine. If you've seen the film Bugsy Malone, he was the ukulele player in Bugsy Malone.
Right, as a kid.
Yeah, and he likes a drink and he's doing Sober in October, which is a bit like a koala bear giving up eucalyptus for a month. You know, so it's struggling a bit, you know.
But fantastic, sir. No, you can't help but love the ukulele, and of course we're lucky enough to know Gabby as well, who can do a great thing or two with the ukulele. She carries pretty much everywhere with her. But I mean, how did you come to this instrument?
I've been doing it about 23 years before.
But you're only 25.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah, I've been doing it about 23 years before the ukulele boom, and everybody used to take the mickey out of me for doing it. Now they're all telling me how to do it.
I was going
to
say, a lot of people, it's becoming very popular now, isn't it?
It's very popular, yeah. It's getting a bit too popular, really.
Oh, you'll have to find something. Euphonium, that could be your next thing.
Yeah, I think I might go back to the guitar or the tinnitus.
No, don't give that up. It sounds too good. So, I mean, when you're touring around, where are you playing? What are you doing?
I play mainly in Yorkshire. I do a lot of charity gigs and things like that. And it's more of a hobby, really, but I'm fairly well known in ukulele circles. Perhaps infamous is a better word.
Well, I must love it. Yeah. And have you got a favourite song that you like to play?
I've got quite a few, actually, but my favourite ukulele song, when I was a kid, there used to be a guy on the radio called Billy Uke Scott.
Mm.
He's more or less forgotten now. He was a virtuoso of the instrument. And, one of my favourite songs is called Give Me the Chance to Be 20 Again by Billy Uke Scott.
Yeah, and you enjoy that one?
Yeah.
Can you be tempted to play that one?
Okay.
see where I was going? I got you there. Yeah,
I can see where you was leading then.
I'm slightly subtle. All right, take him.
He's better than me anyway. This is a song called Give Me the Chance to Be 20 Again by the legend that was Billy Uke Scott. I've got a dear old grandpa. Grandpa, what a man you are. Young ideas, though he's 83, is the kind of thing he often says to me. Oh, give me the chance to be 20 again, knowing the things I know now. I'm disappointed in your ways, kissing young ladies in doorways. So get out of the way, let a man have a say. I'm the one that can show you all how. In my old rocking chair, I'm expected to curl. I could still be curling in the arms of a girl. So give me the chance to be 20 again, knowing the things I know now. Give me the chance to be 20 again, knowing the things I know now. I've had a good life and I've spent it exactly as nature intended. So give me the chance to go back a few years. I'll show you what time will allow. I'm still waiting to hear opportunity knock. All I'm hearing lately is the tick of the clock. So give me the chance to be 20 again, knowing the things I know now. Give me the chance to be 20 again, knowing the things I know now. You think that it's time I was moving, but like a good wine I'm improving. So take all my pills, I've lost all my ills, the wrinkles have gone from my brow. If it's true that a man is as young as he feels, I'll have to swap me bath chair for a pram with big wheels. So give me the chance to be 20 again, knowing the things I know now. Yes, I'm waiting to hear opportunity knock, but all I'm hearing lately is the tick of the clock. So give me the chance to be 20 again, knowing the things I know now. Memory clings, I know, knowing the things I know, knowing the things I know now.
Very good.
Brilliant. Absolutely yes. Love it. And I could force you into playing one of your favourite songs, but you've obviously got a few things in your head, so we'll come back to one more song from you before we throw you back out into the rain here tonight. But however, obviously, there are different sizes of you. What's that one? Tell us a bit about it, and why do you choose that one?
Well, this one's what we call a concert size. There's actually four sizes. There's soprano, concert, which is a bit bigger. There's tenor, which is a bit bigger still. And then there's baritone, which is a bit like a four-string guitar, really. But there's also a new one that's come up called a sopranino, which is tiny. It's like smaller than a soprano. It's like tuned an octave higher. It sounds really
it's on like a musical box or something. Unfortunately, my hands are too big to play one of those, so they sound lovely. But
I was going to say, because there is a big difference between being able to play a guitar and being able to play that, because of how much, you know, how small it is and how you've got to get your fingers round in the right direction. And is it more difficult to play than a bigger guitar, would you say?
It's, in principle, it's the same as a guitar. It's a bit like the top four strings of a guitar. If you had a cap on at the fifth fret, it's the same pitch. But you do more with the right hand on a ukulele than you do on the guitar. Yeah. So
you're doing the percussion as well, really, aren't you?
You do, really, yeah.
It just looks a lot more delicate, like you have to be a bit more precise.
It is, yeah. Well, I played guitar for a lot of years before I took the ukulele, but I just find a guitar huge, you know what I mean?
You're dwarfed by it. Yeah. Okay, let's have another song.
This is a song about a certain recreational drug that's very popular. Grandad used to be a Casanova in the years gone by. Virile and strong, keen to get it on with any girl who caught his eye. Then the years took their toll. He was relegated to a watching role. But Grandad's on Viagra now. Grandad's on Viagra now. He's a new man somehow. No one needs to show him how. No, cause when he chooses, his vital juices are boosted. And how? From a trickle to Niagara. Grandad's on Viagra now. Now when he was a soldier, he stood up proud and tall. Later on he hardly had the strength to stand at all. Now he's at attention when the Avon lady calls, cause Grandad's on Viagra now. Now when he was a butcher, to flirting he was prone. Later on he had to leave the ladies alone. Nowadays he's back to serving beef on the bone, cause Grandad's on Viagra now. He used to jump up as a young man when he spied a pretty girl, I guess. Now he don't stump up for Johnny Jump-Ups. They're all provided by the NHS. He's a whole new man somehow, cos Grandad's on Viagra now. Oh yes, me Grandad's on Viagra now. Grandad's on Viagra now. He's a new man somehow. No one needs to show him how. No, cos when he chooses, his vital juices are boosted. And how? From a Mini to a Jaguar. Grandad's on Viagra now. He told me he was marrying a girl of 22. I said I'd get a lodger if I were you. Now his bride's expecting and the lodger is too. Cos Grandad's on Viagra now. He went to a therapist whose office was in Strensel. There he got a suction pump, a very strange utensil. He doesn't need it now, there's always lead in his pencil. Cause Grandad's on Viagra now. Grandad's on Viagra now, the little tinker. Grandad's on Viagra now. Now he's feeling so much stronger, they barred him from the conga, cause Grandad's on Viagra now.
Who do we have to blame for that song? Is that one of your own work?
Yeah, Fred, it was.
I thought it might well be if you're a singer songwriter. Absolutely brilliant. Where can people find out more about you? Because obviously you will work anywhere as long as they pay you your taxi fare.
Yeah, well, mainly in York and North Yorkshire, really, but yeah.
You got a website?
No.
Facebook? You only Facebook?
Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook. How do we find you there? Paul Culkin?
Yeah, Paul Culkin, yeah. That's in Macaulay.
Yeah.
Taller.
Taller and better with a ukulele, I'm guessing, too.
Well, there we go.
Well, brilliant to have you in the studio. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Another track from our featured band this week, Red Already and Oh You.
Had it all, bring my hand right off the wall. Oh, you effort in, you stood right back and just grinned. Are you a whole you?
Read already an OU here on the Milk Bar. Tony Barrett arrived at the Bookmark Block Switch on the 26th of October to tell us more about it, because apparently it's Tat or something. Here he is on the phone. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Yes, it is the Tat Man. It is the life
is
and
the
times
tat,
of the
it
Tat
is
Man.
The life and Tat Man, indeed. It's a voice from the back country, a voice from the past. The whole premise of the play is that it's a character who lives, breathes, works in the black country, is part of the landscape. It's before and during the first few years of the First World War. It's all about hatching, matching, dispatching and redemption.
Okay. Are you going to share a bit more on that? Are you going to leave us teetering on the brink and making us want to come and see the show?
Well, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you cry, it'll get you singing some songs. That is all. I'm not giving too much away about it. All I'll say is that we have had people who have come back to see it more than once. One couple have actually been to every performance except one, because they couldn't get to Stratford when we were down there.
Is it one of those where it changes every performance? Is it a bit ad lib, or do you have a follower script?
Oh no, it's definitely not ad lib. It's very much scripted. The script written by David Calcutt, who's a very well respected author and poet, playwright,
from the Midlands, was commissioned to do this. We've been working very closely on it. And the character's grown. I was given some leeway, but ostensibly it's 99.9% of the script.
But he does look a lot like you, doesn't he?
Well, yes, that's because it is me.
Aha! And do you feel though that you're bringing your look and the feel of this, and it just sort of take you over?
It does. It's not taking me out. It's not taking me over as such. I am breathing life into the character.
Yeah.
The script, when I read it, reminded me of so many situations and so many people that you've come across in daily life, people that I've met, people that I remember from my childhood. And I've tried to include them and my memories of them and how I felt about them. But this has given the character more fleshing. Of course, this has been done with under the direction of Glenn Douglas, who is another well-known, respected director. There's a director. And the character is a living, breathing character. He's got memories, he's got a family. Everything about him is real. All we've done is put him on stage.
And the Bookmark is a fantastic theatre to play this sort of thing in as well, isn't it?
Oh, it Bookmark is a wonderful, wonderful theatre. There's so much that goes on there. Tea and cake afternoons, country music nights. I run an open mic there the first Friday of the month, which is an absolutely wonderful turnout. The sound engineer is second to none. The staff there is so friendly. And the venue itself is just stunning.
And that's next door to the library in Bloxwich. It's Elmore Road.
It's all one building.
Yeah.
And we're just so lucky to have a performance space like that to put on so much. We're doing the Life and Times of the Tapman there on the 26th. That is just going to be... It's bringing chills to my back just thinking about it.
Mm. Have you sold quite a lot of tickets, or is there many left?
The sales are going quite well at the moment.
People need to get in there quick then.
People need to get in there, yeah. It's a Sunday afternoon, it's a matinee. It's not disruptive for work on Monday or...
it might be if you're still laughing. So how do people get hold of tickets then? What's the number to call?
They can ring me on my phone. I've got no problem with that at all. My number is 07926 55 41 72.
07926 55 41 72.
Or if I want to look on the Life and Times of the Tapman site, details are on there, or Bloxwich Bookmark Theatre.
But you're also MC for the Health and Happiness shows down there at Bookmark Bloxwich as well.
Yes, Health and Happiness shows, they're going quite well. That's Chuck McAllis and Dave Luke, and a different country artist every month. That's building up as well. That's a fantastic show. I MC for that, and just in my general silliness, walking about, playing guitar and talking to people.
What's this about flying chickens as well?
That you've got to come and see.
Right. Are they real life chickens, or is it some sort of...
Well, it has been real life chickens, but not of the sort that I could be castigated by the RSPCA for.
Okay.
A good friend of mine dressed up in a chicken suit. So that's going down quite well.
And when is this, and how does that happen?
Right, the Health and Happiness Show.
Oh, you actually have flying chickens at the Health and Happiness Show.
You can have it at the Health and Happiness Show. I will come on and do it for you live if you want me.
Okay.
Sounds like you like your chickens.
Yeah, we'll have to get you in. We'll definitely do that. We'll set something up sometime soon in the near future.
Yeah.
Tony.
I also play a pub called the Ham and Eggery on the A5. We're reviving an old tradition there of jazz, blues, and easy listening. That's Alternate Wednesdays, which is a bit of unashamed advertising for me, I know.
There's nothing wrong with that, to why we like it. Have you got your own website as well?
Yes, it's Life and Times of the Tapman, or you can contact me on Facebook, just Tony Barrett, all the stuff's in there.
Okay.
Life and Times of the Tapman, all the information.
Tony, great speaking to you. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to hearing more about the Tapman in the near future, because he was also going to Wolverhampton, but we'll catch up with
it's
you sooner.
Wolverhampton, yes.
We'll catch up with you then, potentially, as well. Okay.
All right, then I'll speak to you soon. Thanks ever
Cheers.
So much indeed.
Thanks,
Tony. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye now.
So that's your lot from us this week?
Yes, it's been jam-packed.
It's been a busy one today, I know.
It's been very busy.
Can we go home, yeah? I think it's about time we went home, cleared up. Right, we'll be back next week with more. And I shall be hopefully getting along to theatre to see two great shows over the next couple
yes,
of weeks.
Oh, yes,
you've
bagged yourself some tickets to those,
I do
you?
Try, yeah. That's all good. Right, we'll see you episode 278 next week. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.